I'm glad to be here in the Lord's house today.
Yeah.
Thankful for the memories and some revivals that we've had that I'll never forget, Brother Robbie. I was just a kid back then, didn't really understand.
But,
man, I tell you, I'm glad for memories.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was raised the way I was. I'm glad I grew up in a Christian home.
Amen.
Glad I grew up around Christian folks.
Amen.
Glad I grew up in the churches that I did.
Yes.
Wouldn't trade that for nothing.
Praise the Lord.
And I count it a privilege to be here.
Amen.
This morning. You know, churches are closed all around because this COVID stuff's going on, and it's hard to find a place where people still want to worship the Lord.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my memories. I'm thankful, Brother Robbie. I hold him in high regard this morning in my own life and in my ministry. Like I said, I remember many days when I was down there at Twinton and I'm hanging limb or Vines Ridge, and I'd get to hear Brother Robbie preach, and I get to hear hear Dad preach, and man, I tell you what, those memories are just constantly with me, and I'm glad for that this morning. I'm glad that I have a path that's been laid for me that I can look ahead and be able to see where they have led me there. Amen. I'm an honor to be here with Brother Robbie. And but I was going to sing this morning, but I didn't know if I was going to be able to get through the songs. Because I tell you what, this is what happens whenever the Lord just gets a hold of me. I just can't help it. I'm just a big crybaby when it comes to stuff like that. But, amen, I begin to think about the song that Brother Robbie sung, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus is the best thing
that
ever happened to me.
Yes,
I'll tell you what, he's kept me out of all kinds of trouble over my life. I've been in high school, amen, and see other people doing different things and hear about stories about other people doing different things. And, I mean, I'd be sad at first that I couldn't go to the dances or I couldn't go to different things like that that back then I didn't see was worldly. Amen. But then I began to realize as I grow up, I'm glad, amen, that I don't have a past.
Amen.
Like some of the people in my high school did. Some of them now are probably in prison. Some of them now are probably dead or I don't know where they're at. But I'm glad I know that I'm on the right path this morning.
Amen.
Glad I've got a path to go across today. Amen. That straight and narrow way. Amen. There's been times, that my own life, amen, I veered off that path a little bit. But thank God he was right there. Jesus was right there. Amen. To get my attention and to pull me right back alongside him. And to show me in love that he loved me and wanted me. Amen. To overcome this world just like he did one day years ago, thousands of years ago. Amen. But he sung that song, You're the Best Thing That's Ever Happened to Me. Amen. The other two songs that I had in mind kind of go along with the message. Amen. But I believe that one right there stuck a little bit better. I'm glad he got up and sung. I don't remember ever hearing Brother Robbie sing over the years that much, but I'm glad he got up and minded the Lord today. Amen. It's important that we mind the Lord. We be obedient to God this morning. Amen. If you feel like shouting, you go right ahead and shout. It won't bother me a bit. You feel like you need to pray, it won't bother me a bit. If you interrupt me in prayer, amen, it's not an interruption if it's of God, brother.
Amen.
If you got your Bibles, turn with me to Titus chapter 3.
That's some good, Lord.
Titus chapter 3. Let me show you why Jesus is the best thing
that
ever happened to any of us this morning. I didn't have a thought this morning, but that'd be about as good as anything else. Titus chapter 3. I'm going to read about down to verse 8, then we'll get to the message. The Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verse 1, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men.
Yeah.
For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
Yeah.
But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we had done, but according to His mercy.
Yes, sir.
He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
That being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. That's as far as we're going to read right now.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's go back to that first verse. He's talking there. He says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities. That them he's talking about He just got done talking the previous chapter about aged men and aged women and young men and young women and Amen. Servants and how they're supposed to obey the Lord and how they're supposed to act in this world. And he begins to tell them a little bit longer, put them in mind also that they've got to be subject to the principalities and the powers and obey magistrates and Amen. Be ready to every good work. Amen. We may not agree with who's in office today, wherever it be the president or if it be wherever it is, but we have to be subject to them according to the Bible. Amen. Amen. We need to pray for our leaders because God is the only one that can sway their heart.
Amen.
But then we read on down here, he says also for them to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Now, isn't that how our Savior lived? Amen. Amen. He was meek. Amen. And he was lowly.
Amen.
And he went to the cross in that same attitude. He served in this earth in that same attitude. He never went with force to anybody. He was always gentle. He was always kind. Amen. And he said here in verse 3, this is why Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to us. He begins to remind Titus there. He says, for we ourselves. Amen. I believe he includes himself. I believe he includes Titus there. Amen. We ourselves were sometimes foolish, sometimes disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. Amen. That's the way we used to be. Thank God I don't have that ill, hateful heart no more. Amen. In my heart. Amen. I didn't really hate nobody in this world, but I was living in sin. Amen. I was in sin because that's the way I was born. Amen. Every one of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. But I begin to see here. Amen. That I'm glad I don't have to live that way no more. I'm glad that Jesus cleansed me and gave me a new heart. Not a heart filled with hate. Amen. But a heart of flesh. Amen. Filled with love. He took the heart of stone out. Amen. And he gave me a heart of love. Amen. That I could love my brethren. He said in John, he said in 1 John, brethren, we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. Amen. If we could just let go of that old hate in this world today. Amen. You look around and that seems like all you see is hate. People are disconcerted and disconcerted. Amen. The Bible, Jesus said in Matthew 24 that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Hey, if the love goes away, that only leaves room for hate. Amen. Today, he said, we were sometimes that way ourselves. Amen. We don't need to forget where we come from, Brother Robbie. We don't need to forget, amen, where God brought us out of. One of my favorite verses in the Amazing Grace is, through many dangers, toils and snares I've already come. Amen. But grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. I'm glad today, amen, I can look back on the things of my life and see where God brought me from. Amen. He tells the people of Israel, he says, don't forget where God brought you from. Don't forget that back at the Red Sea, when I led you to a place, there was no escape. Hey, Pharaoh was behind you. Amen. The Red Sea was ahead of you. There's no way that you could be delivered except God had his hand down there upon you. I can look back on my life and see, amen, the places where I felt like I might have been between a rock and a hard place. Amen, that God showed up. Amen, I'm glad I can look back on my life and see, amen, that I don't have to be like the world. I don't have to live like the world. I don't have to have that hate in my heart. Amen, it's a choice between every individual. It's a personal salvation that you have to work out yourself between you and the Lord. The pastor can't force you to give it to the Lord. I can't force you to give it to the Lord. Amen. It's between you and God. Amen. And you have to decide. Amen. He told Moses and them, choose this day whom you'll serve, whether it be life or death. Amen. You got a choice this morning. Amen. Well, you're going to make a choice today.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother.
We ourselves were sometimes foolish. We were sometimes disobedient. Listen to this and think about the world today, about the actions that we see in the world today. I can't help but think of all the riots that's been going on and all the disgruntled people and all the people that are just unsatisfied and all the stuff that happened just a few weeks ago at the Capitol. Amen. He says that we're not supposed to be any brawlers, not supposed to be rioters. He says here we were all so foolish, we were disobedient, we were deceived. Amen. We were serving our divers lusts. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to serve the lusts of the world today. Amen. I don't have to look at the things of the world and give in to those things. Yes, the world is going to do their thing and what they want to do. Amen. But I don't have to go the ways of the world. Amen.
That's right, brother.
I don't have to serve those divers lusts and pleasures. Moses said there was pleasure. Amen. But just for a season. in sin. Amen. He said, in living in malice and envy and hateful and hating one another. But I want you to notice here in verse 4, he says, Paul says to Titus, he said, but after that, amen, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Amen. Who was that kindness? Who was that love that appeared to man? That was Jesus Christ. Amen. He came of no form. He was without form or comeliness. Amen. That we should desire Him. Amen. But He went to the cross. He served His life on this earth as a servant. Amen. He helped and told stories about heaven. How to help people, amen, learn how to get to heaven and help people realize that He was the one, the way, the truth, and the life, the doorway which by man could enter into heaven. Amen. And He didn't live a life of hate. Amen. After that, He went to the cross and He gave His life willingly. He gave His life freely. Amen. He said that they don't take my life, but I give it willingly. I give it
praise
freely.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
After that, after a world... I'm glad that one day after a while, after all this hatefulness, after all this selfishness, after all this deceit, after that, the love of Christ is going to come and He's going to come a second time. Amen. And after that, it'll be love and joy forever and ever. Amen. But until that day, we have to realize we shouldn't get above and begin to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, Brother Robbie.
Yeah.
Amen, because that's where the fall comes.
Yes,
pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Amen, it's very easy to fall in that pride and begin to think I'm holier than this person. Amen, but I live righteouser than this person. Amen, I begin to think of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee was praying to God and he began to say about how the great tithes he offered to the house. And amen, begin to say about the great things that he done and begin to point out the publican over here on his knees of praying. Said, God, I thank Thee that I'm not as this publican over here. I pay my tithes, I do my alms, I do all these other things. His salvation was a salvation based on works. We'll get to that in a minute. Amen, but this other man was on his knees. Amen, he's crying out to God. He smote his breast. And he began to call out to God, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. I'm glad today that Christ came to the world to save sinners. Amen. He came to seek and save that which was lost. The devil, all he'll get for you is destruction. Bible said he came to see, to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's what the devil has to offer you at the world today.
That's right. Exactly.
But Jesus came. The love of God our Savior toward man appeared.
Yeah.
Amen. Not by works of righteousness. That's where the Pharisee had it wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. It wasn't by anything that I'd done. He'd already mentioned all the works that mankind had done. Amen. The works was back in verse 3. Hey, but sometimes foolish, disobedient. Amen. Lovers of pleasures. Amen. Envious, hateful, and hating each other. That's the works of the world today.
Amen.
It's not by our works. Amen. Our righteousness, as Isaiah said, or as filthy rags. But he said it was but according to his mercy.
Yeah.
He saved us.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Saved us.
Right, brother.
By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy
Praise
Ghost.
The Lord, brother.
Amen. The Holy Ghost has a part in that renewing, in that regeneration.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Amen. Without the Spirit of God, you're none of His.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't go along with this movement that says you get saved and then later on down the road you got to get filled, you got to get the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. When you get saved, the Holy Ghost is already there.
Amen.
He already comes and takes up residence. Amen. If it wasn't the case, then you wouldn't be a spiritual being. You wouldn't be any of Christ because you say, without the Spirit is none of His.
Yeah, exactly right.
But the washing of regeneration, that's that newness. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, well, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. All things are become new.
Amen.
That's what it means by the washing of regeneration.
Amen.
Amen. Through the washing of the blood, you become a new creature. You are regenerated, born again. That's what born again means. You're regenerated into a new creature. Amen. And he said it's by the renewing. What is it that gives life? Amen. That's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. Turn over with me, if you will, to Romans. Amen. Chapter 8. Amen. Romans chapter 8 is a wonderful chapter. Talks about the spiritual and the carnal life. It's a chapter about being spiritually minded, about overcoming because of the spiritual mind, because of the Spirit of God. But Romans chapter 8 says in verse 10, amen, if Christ be in you, The body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies Amen. By His Spirit that dwelleth you within you. Yeah. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to the flesh. We are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
Yes.
Amen. Paul expressly says there, amen, that that Spirit is going to cause our mortal bodies to quicken, to come alive.
Amen.
And in that same way that regeneration occurs, that Holy Spirit causes our soul inside that inward man,
amen,
amen, to come alive. It's only through the Spirit of God amen. That you can come unto the Father. And He's amen. The one that draws us, amen.
Praise the Lord, brother. Good preaching.
It's not by works, which we have done. Not by works which we could do later on down the road. Amen. All of it summed up in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He's the best thing that ever happened to us because we once lived a life of sin and shame and hatred.
Yeah.
Amen. But once you became born again,
yeah.
Amen, all that becomes old and passed away.
Amen.
It becomes decaying in your life. You don't want to have any part to do with it.
Yeah.
Amen. The things you once loved, you turn away from.
Yeah.
The people you once loved, the people you once hung around, you love them yeah. enough. Not to hang around them and support their evil ways anymore.
Yeah.
Amen. When I was a kid, amen, I remember there's some people in high school I had to shy away from.
Yeah.
Amen. When I became a Christian, amen, because,
right.
amen, they weren't serving the Lord the way they should.
Right.
And rather than being taken down and pulled away from God
yeah.
by hanging out with them, it was better for me to separate myself so that I could grow with the
right.
Lord.
That's right. That's the truth,
brother. He said in 1 Corinthians 6, come out and be a separate people and I'll receive you.
That's right.
He's talking about in verse 5 here, back in Titus, by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. I'm glad the Lord is able to abundantly pardon.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad there's more than enough salvation to go around.
Praise the Lord.
I'm glad today if the world could have heard the singing this morning,
Amen.
I believe there's thousands of souls that could have come to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Especially right now. It seems like right now the devil is raging.
Yeah.
It seems like right now there's no hope. But I'm telling you what, the world needs Christians now more than they ever have.
Amen.
Amen. Because they're seeking on every side for some hope and relief and some peace. Amen. And
yeah.
shame on us Christians if we aren't there. Amen. So that we can shine a light of hope in this darkness, in this present world, so that they'll have a place to go and realize that there's something better than the world we're going through right now.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
There's a kingdom coming.
Amen.
Amen. We're looking for a city just like Abraham. He's looking for
yeah.
a country. Amen. Was not made with hands.
Praise the Lord.
God's got a place prepared for me and you if
yeah.
we could just get our eyes open to that place. I'm telling you what, we'd run to that place. Amen. We wouldn't shy away. We wouldn't hide our faces. Amen. We'd go to that place and we'd run to that place and do the best we could to get there and take others with us. Amen.
Amen.
But He shed on us abundantly that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and the things that I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which believe in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable
yeah.
unto me. And He mentioned that eternal life, or the hope of eternal life.
Yeah.
In verse 13 of the previous chapter, He says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right, right, right.
Amen. So many people today think that they can get out of, think that they can get saved, and then any little thing they do is okay with God. Friends, I'm here to tell you that's not so. Amen. I tell you what, God holds us to a higher standard.
Right.
Once we come out of the world, if you look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I believe it is. Amen. He begins to talk about in chapter 6 how some of the people over in Corinth were taking their brothers, amen, to law against one another.
Yeah.
Amen. They were talking about going and suing people over every little thing that happened. That's the kind of culture we live in today.
Yeah.
Amen. But Paul began to rebuke them, began to exhort them, began to remind them about where they came from.
Yeah.
In verse 7, in chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, he says, now therefore, there is utterly a fault among you because you go to law with one another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Remember Jesus when He said, if somebody asks you of your coat, give them your cloak also.
Yeah.
If somebody smites you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. That's what it means to be defrauded. Yeah. Allow yourself to be defrauded in this manner. He said, verse 8, nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Yeah. Know you not that the unrighteous, here's some more works of the flesh. We just went over some of them in Titus. Here's some more of them. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, or drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen to this. And such were some of you. Mm-hmm. What did Paul say in Titus? We ourselves were also. Mm-hmm. I believe that key word there is were.
Yeah.
We used to be this way.
Yeah.
We used to live a life of sin. But ye are washed.
Yeah.
But ye are sanctified.
Yeah.
But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And by the Spirit of our God.
Yeah. Amen.
You were this way one time before.
Yeah.
You might not have been everything that was listed in this list, but there were some things in the categories that we fall into. I believe he was comparing the people that were taken each other to law with this kind of group, saying, you're no better than these people if you act like these people. Amen. But again, he began to hold them to a higher standard. He says, you were this way, but now you're washed. Now you're sanctified. Now you're justified. Amen. Today you can't just do whatever you want to and get away with it. Amen. God still looks down on sin, and he still died for sin today. That's what he came to this world to do, to reconcile me and you. Because of the sin that took place in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And the devil deceiving Adam and Eve by saying things, by disregarding what God had said, and by saying things like, yea, had God said, he caused deceit and doubt to be planted in their minds.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 6 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. It talks about how, amen, you can't just sin just because you say, well, I'm waving the banner of grace.
That's right.
Amen. And because of that, I can do whatever I want to. Amen. Yeah. Think about where Jesus brought you from. Think about what he went through to get you to that point. Amen. It's so easy, amen, to just toss that aside. But it's so, we have to always keep that in the forefront of our mind. Whatever we do, will Jesus be pleased with this?
Amen.
Jesus died for you.
Yeah.
For some of these things. He said, I'll just highlight, hit a few verses here in Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid.
God forbid.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Yeah.
Verse 4, at the end of that, he said, so we should walk in newness of life. Verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That doesn't mean you won't sin anymore. That means you're free from serving sin.
Amen.
We just read in Romans 8 over there. He said, "You therefore, brother, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. We don't owe sin anything.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We don't owe sin anything. We don't have to live like the world.
Amen.
The world will try to persuade you to live like them. They'll try to persuade you to take up their causes.
Yeah.
But we don't have to live like that.
Amen.
What matters in the end is you're going to answer for God one day after a while. Amen. Yeah. Those organizations, those people are not going to stand up there, amen, arguing your case. Amen to God. The only argument you have is Jesus himself. He's our advocate. He's the go-between. He's the one that stands before the Father presenting our case to him.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
When the accuser of the brethren comes around.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're washed in the blood and you're under the blood, amen, there's nothing he could say against you.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says against such things there's no law. In Galatians chapter 5, begins to mention the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, meekness, goodness, gentleness, kindness, faith. Against these things there are no law.
Yeah.
And if you abide in the blood, then the blood represents those things.
Amen.
And there's nothing you're guilty
Jesus.
Of
Thank
under
you,
the blood of Christ. Thank God. Nothing we're guilty of. They sung that song, Victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, we're victorious today.
Amen.
No matter what's going on in the world, we're still victorious. In verse 9, he says, death hath no more dominion over him. Amen. In verse 12 of Romans 6, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in the lust thereof.
Yeah.
Verse 15, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. And when it comes down to it, verse 23 sums it up.
Yeah.
For the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
Folks, the wages of sin today is still death.
Amen, amen, brother. Amen.
But Jesus paid the price.
Yeah.
Jesus went to the cross. He suffered death for every man, once for every man.
Yeah.
And if you deny the salvation and the gift that Jesus has given to you, then you'll have to pay with your own death.
Amen.
And it'll be a second death. And it'll be the worst experience you've ever experienced. There'll be no end to it.
That's right.
You think coronavirus is bad? Wait till you get in the lake of fire. I pray that no one here goes there.
Amen, brother.
But there's hundreds upon thousands upon millions of people that await that day. In hell right now. Just like the rich man. He lifted his eyes up.
Yeah.
He had torment in his flame.
That's right.
Amen. There was no escape. There was no way out. Well, yeah. There was a great gulf fixed so that he couldn't go to heaven and heaven couldn't come and rescue him.
Amen.
He was separated eternally from Christ.
Amen.
You don't want to be in that position.
Yeah,
there's no hope there. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. Thank God he didn't leave it there, Brother Robbie.
Yeah.
Wages of sin is death. What are we going to do about that?
Yeah.
But the gift of God, notice that, the gift, not your words.
Yeah.
The gift of God
Amen. Is
eternal life
through
Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Over there in Titus, he said that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Yeah.
No more fear of death.
Yeah.
Amen. No more worrying about our loved ones anymore.
Praise the Lord.
We get to that place, there'll be joy unspeakable, full of glory. Amen. Everywhere you look around will be beauty. There'll be no ugliness there. There'll be no disformities there.
Amen.
There'll be no uncleanness there. It'll all be pure and all be clean. There won't be no sorrow. There won't be no accusation. And thank God there won't be no devil there.
Amen.
He will not be there to disturb us.
Amen.
Because Jesus, the best thing that ever happened to us, saved us from these things. And if we stay true to Him, and we stay walking on the right path. Amen. One day we'll make heaven our home one day after a while.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Whether we go by the grave or we're here when Jesus comes back.
Praise the Lord.
Man, I tell you what, me and Robbie was just talking a while ago. We don't believe it's long before the Lord comes back. Man, the world's just getting worse and worse.
Yes.
Jesus began to say a thing, talk about the things that are going to happen. Earthquakes, famines, pestilences. We've already seen the pestilence this past year with COVID.
Yeah.
Amen. All this stuff is starting to ramp up. It's all happening at the same time. Amen. You could say, well, it's not the day of the Lord because we've always had earthquakes. We've always had this. But it's not all happening at the same time.
Right.
We're seeing these things happen one right after another. Earthquakes.
Right.
Now the big thing in the news is the UFOs. They don't know what to think about all the things they're seeing in the sky.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible tells me there'll be signs in the stars, in the heavens, in the sun and the moon before the day of the Lord.
That's what it said.
We need to be ready. Jesus said, watch and pray.
Yeah.
I pray that you're ready this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Donald, come get a song.
Amen.
I pray that you're ready. I pray like my wife sung earlier that you're washed in the blood.
Amen.
I don't know your heart. As far as I know, everybody in this room is saved. But you know what? That don't mean, amen, we don't need to move up.
Amen.
That don't mean we don't need still to receive help from the Lord.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sing.